And then that went away. After a while, when you were growing up, though, that was one of the main employers.
It was, and the Roswell manufacturer. We called it the Pants Factory, which was down where the Roswell City Hall, actually the Roswell Jail is right now. That was the Pants Factory, and when I was growing up, Elwin was president of the Pants Factory, and we used to go down on the weekends and play sandlot baseball back behind there was a little place to play baseball back there. And there was actually a little restaurant right there on the corner, too, I think. I don't really remember it per se very much.
Were there, different parts of town, you know, that your part of town is always better. But some people don't want to talk to us about the folks who live down in the mill village and
they don't?
About the mill workers and they just
they're afraid some of the old mill workers will come and find them and kill them.
I have no idea.
No,
they just seem to think that, you know, there were three races in Roswell and,
mm-hmm.
and two of them they didn't want to talk about.
Yeah. Well,
was that the way things were then, or
it probably was. I think when I was growing up, the people that lived in the mill village were kind of different. I don't know why. I went to school with them, and they weren't any different. But they all kind of hung together, you know. They kind of had a little band of them that hung together, and that's the way it was in North Roswell also, where I lived and. We all had our little groups, but you know, I think if you from what I understand, if you went anywhere in America where there were mill villages, you would probably find that those people were a little bit isolated from the main part of town, from the business district. Maybe it's just I don't know why it is, other than it's just a natural segregation. People of like-minded people working in the same place,
mm-hmm.
Under the same set of rules and living in the same housing and all, they just kind of hung together. And my mother grew up down there in Morgan Falls, and Morgan Falls community was, you know, they were different. They were all Georgia Power Company employees, and it was kind of a little self-contained community, and
mm-hmm.
they went other places, but they were the Morgan Falls people.
Okay. So Roswell at that time was part of an array, you know, a bunch of small towns or small communities in this area. Rather, right now, Roswell is how many? What, 40 square miles?
Oh, I wouldn't be. Roswell is, you know, when you can go all the way from Cumming to Buckhead. It's just one continuous strip mall. You can't distinguish where anything stops and anything starts. There's no distinction now, no real boundaries. I go to places now that used to be, I say, well, how can that be Alpharetta? It's right here in the edge of Roswell. And then you go all the way up to Alpharetta and you come around the corner, you see a Roswell city limits and say, how can I be in Alpharetta? I mean, how can I be in Roswell? This is Alpharetta. You know, I don't even know where the boundaries are anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did this happen? You know, that they had a number of distinct places which each had their own people who mm-hmm. thought they lived in a place, and now it's all sort of...
It's progress. It's manifest destiny. It's westward expansion. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, when the buffalo disappeared, we kind of just moved in and stretched out the city limits, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, did it sneak up on you, or were you really aware that this was happening while it was going on?
Oh, everybody's been aware that it was happening, yeah. We've seen it happen. I mean, my grandfather saw it happen, my father saw it happen, but not as much, but in my lifetime. I'll tell you, it's a dear friend of mine who was my father's best friend growing up, a fellow named Ralph, who passed away